Coach Danny Ford joins us. Coach, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope all is well, sir.
Well, it's doing well. I appreciate it. Y'all hope everybody down there is doing well.
Absolutely. And, Coach, before we get started, earlier this summer it was announced that you were going to be inducted into the Clemson Ring of Honor. I know that's a big award and a big accomplishment for you.
Well, you know, it is. It's a big honor for anybody, really and truly. But I've always thought, like everybody, probably all the other coaches that ever coached, that, you know, you get an honor, you're very appreciative of it, but you don't do very much to get it. You know, your players play, and your offensive scores, your defense keep people from scoring, your kickers kick. So, you know, they're the ones that deserve it. And if I told the people here that between the players and the fans and the tutors and the educators and teachers here, if it makes them happy, then I'm happy.
Coach, I go back to that national championship team. As you look at that team and you focus on 1981, that Clemson team that was undefeated, won the Orange Bowl, was the consensus national champion, was there anything different about that team? And obviously, yeah, they won the national title, but I'm talking about something that you noticed early on about that team that you felt like in August had a chance to be a national champion.
Oh, no. And that particular football team, we didn't know exactly how good we were, especially early, because we had some real close football games. We had a tough time at Tulane, and we even played Wofford in our opening game in South Carolina, the small school here in South Carolina. And the reason we played them, Villanova dropped football that summer, and we had to pick up somebody, and they were available. And we just wasn't a great football team at all. I mean, I think what our football team did that particular year was that we got better, and we got to be a great football team at the end of the year. But we got better every week, and our confidence built. And we were coming off an average year before, and we didn't really know where we were confidence wise, ability wise, a lot of different things. But they got better, did a good job, and after you go back and look at it and see to the young men that played and what they're doing now, you should have known that they were going to be successful, because we had a mighty good bunch of people on that football team.
Coach, I always go back to every national title. I think there's one thing that's in common with all national titles, and you played as an offensive lineman here at the University of Alabama. It seems like everybody that wins a national title, they always have a good offensive line, and that's sort of the case even to this day.
Well, they do. Football, it hadn't changed. The X's and O's had changed a lot, but football hadn't changed. The fundamentals of football, and if you're going to be a good football team, you've got to be good up front on both sides. You've got to be able to create a hole for your running back. You've got to be able to protect for your passer. You've got to be able to keep your offenses from scoring. It's playing defense. You've got to be able to rush a passer. You got to be able to control a line of scrimmage. If you can't, you know, on either side of the ball, you're in for a big day. You know, if you can't defensively, you're going to have to outscore people. And if you can't offensively, then it's going to be one of those 10-3 or 10-7 football games.
Coach, I want to go back, and I just want to ask you your opinion, because something will change about football, and this will be the first year that it's been implemented, where you're not allowed to target a player above the shoulder pads. In other words, you'll be suspended. And we've all noticed the Jadeveon Clowney hit from last year where he laid the Michigan running back, and, you know, it looked like a pretty good tackle to me. But many folks in the last couple of days have said, well, in this upcoming year, he would have been suspended, ejected from that game, and suspended for the upcoming game. Are we trying to take something out of the football, the contact sport that we love, and trying to sort of say, okay, let's not make this as rough as it really is out on that gridiron?
Well, you know, a very tough call. I was just watching on TV, and they were just showing the Clowney hit, and they were just talking about it. And they said that in the SEC meeting, they said two of the officials would have said that would have been an outlaw hit and from last year going into this year. Well, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on that official. If only two of them said that, and there's nine others that may not have said that, you know. And it's a judgment call, in my opinion, on I don't really know the rule. I'm not in football now, but I don't know what the rule says particularly. But if it says you can't strike anybody above the head, well, every darn play on the pass rush and offensive tackle, they're going to have head-to-head contact a bunch of times. You know, what's the difference there than it is on an open field tackle? I know it looked like it was a pretty good tackle to me, and I didn't see anything illegal about it. Both young men's heads were up, and, you know, you're not going to get hurt when you have your head up. When you get your head or neck hurt is when you are paralyzed is when you put your head down and hit with the top of your head. It looked to me like it was a clean hit, and I don't know if they're going to get more kids hurt because of that rule than preventing somebody from getting hurt. I really don't know how the coaches are going to try to teach that.
Absolutely. We're talking right now with former assistant coach at the University of Alabama, coached under legendary Coach Bryant, also had a chance to win a national title as a head coach at Clemson, also a former Crimson Tide player. Danny Ford is now in the game on 99.1 and 99.1WDGM.com. Coaches, we look at what Alabama's been able to accomplish in the last couple of years. As a former coach, understanding greatness around Coach Bryant, what is Nick Saban doing so different to allow him to keep winning these championships?
Well, I wish I knew everything he was doing, but he is doing a tremendous job, number one. I mean, he's evidently has an outstanding staff, and he's got outstanding players he would have to have. And he is wanting the very best for the University of Alabama, which everybody that associated or ever been associated with Alabama wants the very best for them. And I think he's under the limelight there of creating a lot of very positive things for the University of Alabama. I've read articles on how much money he's helped raise for the university with new students, and how the population of the school has improved because of the athletic football department. I spoke at his clinic about 3 years ago, I believe it was, and I really enjoyed getting to sit down and talk to him a little bit and being around him and watching him work. He's very well organized on the football field. I mean, he's in a very intense teacher and a very, very organized, and people staying with a lot of movement in practice. That was one of Coach Bryant's secrets. He always worked four teams at one time, and I'd be a son of a gun if I don't believe he's doing about the same thing down there as he did.
Do you think it's fair when they start drawing the comparisons, Nick Saban similar to Coach Bryant, and that he was in that same type of conversation?
Well, to me, there never will be another Coach Bryant because I played under him. And I tell everybody I had the opportunity to play under the best football coach that I've ever heard or been around or seen. And I'm sure that just this generation of players that he has, they will look back when they get to be 50 years old or 60 years old, and Coach Saban's not here anymore, like a lot of us will be gone, and they'll say, boy, I had an opportunity to play under the greatest football coach there was, Coach Saban. As long as he wins, you know, you've got to say that, and I hate to even compare this. I hate to even say that because it hurts me to say somebody is as good as Coach Bryant, but thank goodness he's at Alabama and doing a great job, and he's got to be compared with him. I would say so, especially if he wins another national championship, or they win, Alabama wins, and you know what Coach Bryant used to say, and it was we win and I lose, and I'm sure that's the same attitude that Coach Saban's got.
Well, Coach Ford, no doubt we congratulate you on being inducted in the Clemson Ring of Honor. No doubt that's a high honor. The Crimson Tide family no doubt is proud of a guy from Etowah County that makes it to the big time, and no doubt being inducted now into the Clemson Ring of Honor. Coach Ford, thanks so much for helping us out here in T-Town.
Thank y'all. I hope y'all have a great year down there and very pleasant weather and have no more storms. I know y'all went through an awful tough storm here a year or two ago, so y'all be careful.